PR News.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Some 200 Texas National Guard troops are expected to soon be on patrol in Chicago. San Antonio Democratic Congressman Joaquin Castro says Governor Abbott is, quote, abusing members of the Texas National Guard. He spoke out against their deployment to Chicago as part of the federal crackdown on anti-ICE protests.
I'm calling on Greg Abbott. I believe other colleagues from Texas will call on Greg Abbott to recall permission to Donald Trump to use the Texas National Guard for any purpose that involves going into other cities and doing what was done in Chicago a few days ago.
The Illinois Attorney General filed a lawsuit yesterday aiming to block the deployment. So far, a federal judge in Chicago has declined to issue an order immediately halting it. A section of westbound I-10, also known as the Katy Freeway, will be reduced to two lanes beginning later this month. News 88.7's Kyle McClenaghan says the lane closures are expected to last into next year as TxDOT continues work on an over $400 million project.
TxDOT announced Monday that a stretch of I-10 from I-45 north to Houston Avenue will be limited to two lanes beginning Friday, October 24th. The lane closures are part of the $407 million I-10 White Oaks Bayou Elevation Project, which is designed to reduce flood risk. According to TxDOT, the White Oaks Bayou section of I-10 has been inundated by floodwaters 10 times since March 1992. TxDOT said the lanes are not expected to reopen until mid-2026. The project will also include relocating the often-struck Houston Avenue Bridge to under I-10 once the interstate is elevated. Although demolition of the current bridge is not set to begin until 2027. I'm Kyle McClenaghan, News 88.7.
No injuries have been reported after a massive fire broke out at the Dow Chemical facility late yesterday in Freeport. Residents nearby reported hearing what sounded to be an explosion. Officials say that the fire was contained within the facility block and all employees were accounted for. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.